In the earlier articles, we have seen the advent of HTML, have learned about various elements and tags that make HTML wonderful. In this article, we are going to learn about the legacy problems solved by HTML5 and new pieces of stuff which were introduced with HTML5. The W3C HTML5 specification has introduced a collection of new HTML tags to define the semantic/structural elements, text formatting instructions, form controls, input types, audio, video, and many more other exciting elements. This article will describe all of the new HTML5 tags along with updates to an existing tag that enhance the capabilities of the HTML document to the next level. The HTML5 is the latest upgrade of the previous HTML4 version, which consists of a different set of new features, advanced functional features, having better page views, and many other extensive improvements to match with the growing technological needs. Based on the latest version of HTML5, the most used and desired elements such as the and the elements. All these new tags or the DOM elements of the HTML5 enable us to integrate far better in the user-friendly interfaces, along with the higher performance rates, efficient results, easy-to-be configuration, and the overall code implementation, and in the end, it allows us to have the best possible crafting experience of the applications. Problem solved by HTML5 and HTML4 semantic sections of the document were differentiated by various elements. HTML5 solves this issue by introducing various new sectioning elements such as etc. This makes the HTML5 outline algorithm to read the document in a more precise and up-to-mark way. Let's start with the list of new HTML5 elements and their respective descriptions. As the name suggests, it's a separate section used to include a blog, a forum post, a magazine article, etc. And to be more specific, the content within the tag is completely independent of the other child or surrounding content of the web app.